And that is none other than Dennis Wallacher. Denny, good to have you on News and Biz.
It's good to have it over with.
I bet it is.
You know, last night I had a significant good night's sleep. I didn't dream at all. It was magnificent. I had some conversations with my brother-in-law and my sister in Connecticut, and my daughter down in St. Petersburg, Florida. So, no, life is good. I mean,
did you feel confident you had it the whole time?
Parts of me did. But, I mean, what this is a victory for is for the common person in the city of Fargo that lives, works, and loves his town, as I do. And that's who it was for. It was not for any larger group and so forth. And that's what, this was not about me so much. I didn't want things to happen that happened in other communities and so forth. And that's the reason I chose to run. I was the first person that applied to run for mayor in January. And then things, at the end of March, first part of April, I was told that I would have an opponent. And I accepted that. There's no question about it. I tried to convince Brad because we've been friends for a long, long time. In fact, I endorsed him in Lindenwood Park to run for the city commission 8 years ago and so forth. And his followers were there for a feed and a get-together. And
how do you think you'll work with Brad Wimmer? I realize he's off the commission, but Brad Wimmer will still be a player in this community. He'll still be seen as one of those leaders. Do you think that the relationship will be one that you'll be able to work well with him?
What it all does, it takes time. If I would have lost, would have been disappointed, absolutely. It would take some time for me to put my emotions and my feelings away and deal with the people of the city of Fargo for their benefit. None of this is about individuals. This is all about the people of Fargo and doing the best thing for them.
You became mayor of this community when there were individuals that had aligned themselves with political parties or this or that. And, you kind of ran an insurgent campaign yourself based upon your experience in working for the community of Fargo. You won. You won that race handily, I might add. Then you basically ran unopposed. So you've been out of the political side of what the mayor's office does in terms of running. Is there, this time you weren't able to avoid that. This time showed up.
No,
so
no, but
what did you learn about this race that you didn't really know before?
There was a lot of issues that were exposed. It would have been easy to get caught up in this negativism, and I tried not to do that. The thing I learned is, once again, the public has spoken. They want to continue what we've done in the last 8 years. You know, there was some aspects where said we didn't have good relationships with our neighbors. Come on, guys. 8 years ago, we didn't have any relationship with any of our neighbors. And I worked extremely hard on that. Rich Mattern, okay. He ran unopposed this issue or this term. I put a yard sign in his yard in West Fargo. And he was,
He never took it down.
He never took it down.
Okay.
So, I've worked with the city of Moore, Voxel and I. One of the proudest days of my life is when we signed the diversion sponsorship and so forth. And I had a lot of respect for Mark. He had a difficult time over there, and he did a good job, as good as well could be expected. So to say that we are not friends and we need to improve our friendship and so forth, what the bottom line on all of this is, we need to remain competitive, but not adversaries. Whatever is good for Moorhead, Dilworth, West Fargo is good for Fargo, and so forth. And we have 200,000 people that work and provide their family incomes in the cities of Fargo and Moorhead. I mean, it's amazing, and that's what it's all about. It's not about me. And I've come to agree with that. If I would have lost, would I have been disappointed? Absolutely. at least for a couple of days.
I know that you have a good working relationship with Deputy Mayor and Fargo City Commissioner Tim Mahoney, so that's a waste of time asking you about that. But Commissioner Pepcorn is back on that city commission.
Well,
how's that going to go for you?
I hope he comes. You know, certainly I got blamed for endorsing Melissa Soblik. But I felt after Linda Boyd Coates was defeated in the previous election, we needed a female, okay? I have been surrounded by three females and myself all of my married life and so forth. And I thought we needed a different perspective. So what I did was I endorsed her prior to the election, and she won. And she has been a magnificent part of our city commission. She does her research. She's got different ideas that we all need to be exposed to, like the youth commission. And she's been given one of the more difficult liaisons, and that's the planning commission and so forth. So, no, all of this works out. But I did not... I endorsed one candidate for two positions back in that election, and Melissa won out, and it was a good decision. It was an absolutely wonderful decision, so forth.
But do you think you'll be able to work with Commissioner Pepcorn?
Well, we need to break ground. I mean, if he comes in with a negative attitude and so forth. But, you know, once again, he's got to understand that there are three votes in that commission, and that's all. What this is all about. I hope he comes in with a attitude that he needs to work for the people of Fargo, and then there's not going to be any problem. I don't have any problem with votes that are 4-1 or 3-2, and so forth. I just don't. Everybody's has an opinion, and it should be voiced. But where we kind of fell apart in the past was over our defined benefit pension system for the city of Fargo, and he felt we should go to a 401k at the darkest hour of our economy in the United States. And the point I tried to make on that process is our defined benefit plan is not like California. It is not like New York City. You cannot exist on the pension system. What we have is what's called a three-stool process. One is the defined benefit, and I would like to our actuary and so forth for the defined benefit plan says we are very progressive. We have increased our funding after the downfall of the stock market from about 55%, and right now we're pushing 80% funded, and we're not going to stop till we get to 100% funded for our liabilities and so forth. So. That's the secret. I mean, if there's something about cutting employees, no. We provide, as far as I'm concerned, the best services to any community is in this entire area, and at a reasonable cost.
Re-elected Fargo Mayor Dennis Wallacher, our guest in the little bit of time I have left. What do you want to say to your voters that re-elected you last night?
Well, you got to say thank you. I mean, I was leading from the beginning. Was it closer than I anticipated? I anticipated a 60-40 split. We got a 56-44% split. So it was close and so forth, closer than I anticipated. But once again, we did everything. I mean, we had some ups and downs. One of the ups was our Facebook group. Our people did a wonderful job. It was hilarious, and that's what it was meant to be. And then, we did do some other things. I tried to spread out the funds that I had. I spent maybe $8,000 to $10,000 in the committee, but I'm not going into debt for any of this. I mean, I've got enough money to cover even the.
Is this your last race?
Absolutely.
Positively?
Any kind.
Okay.
Of any kind. Well, there is no agenda that would move me into the state level.
Anything you want to say to the forum that didn't endorse you? Come on, just for the fun of it here.
Well, they do what they've got to do. I thought I had a significant relationship with Marcio and Zaleski, and I don't know who wrote the endorsement. I have no idea. I assume it was one of two or three people, and so be it. It's behind us. What we need to do is we all need to focus on moving Fargo forward and continuing that process.
Mayor, thank you so much for stopping by.